Thank you for joining me for an impromptu coffee with the editor. Helena, you are the CEO of Ethiopia Railway Corporation. You guys have been doing some interesting things over in Ethiopia. The railway network is growing. Tell me more about it.
The Ethiopian Railways Corporation is working a lot of activities right now, starting from the preliminary studies for feasibility study to undertake railway railway lines. We're now starting from the pre-feasibility study. We undertake the construction of railways after hiring the employees representative and contractors. And after that, the operation, other activities will follow. Right now, what we're doing is we are constructing, we are already two of our previously constructed railway lines are under operation. The first success is a distributive railway line, which is 759 kilometer from Addis to Djibouti, from Sabetha to Djibouti, which is 759 kilometer, in which 656 of it is from in Ethiopian land, the remaining in Djibouti, Djibouti side. The other success story is Addis Ababa Light Railway Transit, LRT, which is 34 kilometer. Has two directions, north, south, and east to west directions. So we are have already started an operation on those two lines.
So what are the next lines? Because I hear there is an expansion.
Yeah, the second expansion, alongside with the distributed rail line, it starts from Awash to Waldia. From Waldia to Nekele, that project, they are under construction. So especially from Awash to Waldia project, it's 92% under progress. The remaining from Waldia to Nekele, it's now 57% and it's under construction. Those two are not they are not completed there.
So when will that one be finished and commissioned?
There's a plan to finalize all the remaining activities and to go for operation. There are some issues which we need to resolve before going to operation. The electrification needs some time to complete, which we cannot give a definite time, but we are working very hard to complete those following projects and to put them on the operation.
From a procurement plan perspective, I mean, are there any big procurement opportunities coming through from Ethiopia Railway Corporation, new rolling stock or maintenance equipment?
We are now working on the feasibility studies of different projects. After observing their feasibility study, and there is now coming project which is from Waldia to Port Sudan, which connects from Ethiopia to Sudan. There's a new feasibility study which has been undertaken with the support of African Development Bank. We have already completed the pre-feasibility study, the feasibility study, and a bankable feasibility study as well. And now, after completing all those procedures, we have already submitted the final study for further decision of African Development Bank and for the government officials. So based on their decision, it might go to PPP modality, or the government might have an interest to do it by our own. So there's a decision of the officials, as I've mentioned, there will be a procurement. That will be our first. And the second, in-house, we have been working on different pre-feasibility studies and feasibility studies for Somali Berbera port, which starts from Dreda, which connects it along with the Addis Ababa, Addis Djibouti rail line. So we'll start from Dreda and go to Berbera port in Somalia. And the other will be from Mekele to Asmara to Port Asab. That will be the third feasibility study which has been undertaken. Almost we have completed, except the bankable feasibility, most of the feasibility studies and other in-house works has been already conducted by us. And we are waiting for the study of bankable feasibility.
That's actually quite exciting, because that means that you have the commodities to move then.
Yes, okay. And the one of our prior projects, in fact, which is a Lapset Corridor. which connects Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Kenya, and then to develop a Lamu port to have some commodity exchange among those three countries.
So one of the things that I found quite interesting is that we're here at the African Union integrated high-speed railway network. You asked a question earlier with regards to the capability or capacity of being able to manufacture rolling stock, and I'm assuming you're referring to both the wagon and the locomotive. Is that a big drive for Ethiopia Railway Corporation?
Yes, we have seen from the previous presentation, you can see that all the construction, locomotives, everything comes from outside, not in-house, not on force. We want to construct by ourselves. We need to be independent. There are a lot of experience we need to learn from others, but we have to make ourselves ready to do them by ourselves, because we can do that. In our company, ARC, we have already set a team to on-force team, with different business units. Previously, there was no business thinking. Now we are shifting into a business modality to be a multimodal transporter, because the government has given us good opportunities to participate in those kind of issues. So we are now to be part of multimodal transporter, joining with private sectors. Now we have already signed a consortium with three private sectors, and then to enhance local private sectors, to enhance our capability, to partnership with the public entities. So we are now working on it, and for construction there's capacity or knowledge, skill. If we add some more from others, like if foreigners come and train us, we can capacitate ourselves. There's a big demand of hard currency in our country, so we want to solve that. We just want to be independent. For the manufacturing, resources are here, but we are exporting our resources. Going forward is like to use our resources and to use them ourselves to capacitate and to solve the continent's problem. That's a new position that we have.
So if I look at it from that perspective, have you taken into consideration the capacity and capability in terms of your neighbors that you'll be connecting with, and the feasibility or the options where between you are able to put down the facility to manufacture, the facility to maintain, and then jointly service from like your region? Almost. I mean, I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, I think that's how you said it. That's what we're dreaming for. Mm-hmm. We want to work with our brothers and sisters to come up with a common developmental plan. We want to develop the continent, not only ourselves. And we need to. I'm not refraining our company only in Africa. We have a lot of partners outside Africa. We are working with them. They are just giving us a loan. They are sending us experts. I don't mean within a short term we will be out of it and do everything on ourselves. But we need to enhance that capacity. We need to do some manufacturing. We need to do to use our resource in the maximum way. That's what we are aspiring for. We need capacity building. That's, as you have seen from the last presentation, a lot of work has to be done on local knowledge in local people.
And it's vitally important. I mean, you need to be able to sustain your operations, which means that you should have that local capability and capacity in which to effect efficient services.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah,
it
thank
was
you
nice
very
to
much.
Meet you.
Nice.
And. I hope we can discuss some more further.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm very glad to be privileged to discuss with you. Thank you very much.